Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hillary Communications serves more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications is proud to support rural youth in Oklahoma and is a proud sponsor of the 2022 Oklahoma Youth Expo. The Hillarys are sponsor our reports on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, as well as via Facebook and Twitter. Hillary Communications salutes the record number of OYE participants in 2022.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Well, Packers achieved what they set out for last week, and that was to pay less for cattle. Weeks of lower box beef prices eroded profitability, and they were unwilling to give up any more profit. They used higher grain prices and the potential for yet higher feed prices to their advantage, knowing feedlots would want to move cattle. Demand for beef has been strong, but consumers seem to be moving away from higher-end cuts of meat, requiring lower prices to move product. Consumers are paying higher prices for fuel and other goods, causing them to switch preferences. Box beef prices up Friday, choice up 77, select up $1.74. Now, hogs put in another strong day on Friday. Similar to what it did a week ago, Packers were on the hunt for supplies last week and being more aggressive with bids. Hog numbers are expected to tighten as the year progresses. However, the market is trying to find a balance between supply and demand, which could result in prices lower than hog producers would like to see. The April contract seems to be settling into a sideways pattern right now. Well, moving to the grains, weaker trade at all three wheat exchanges overnight, with winter wheat contracts off 10 to 15 cents, while Minneapolis trades 8 to 9 cents lower. At the open last night, winter wheat contracts were up 20 to 25 cents before backing off quickly, falling to the lows of the session shortly after the European Open. The continued fighting in Ukraine has production and export forecasts still coming down by analysts. Modestly weaker trade overnight in corn futures following a two-sided open this Sunday evening, with most contracts down 2 to 9 cents. Widespread buying was seen at the overnight open, especially in wheat and soy complex, but almost all the gains have been relinquished across the ag complex this morning. Weekend updates from Ukraine appear to be status quo. Mixed trade in the soy complex overnight with solid buying in soybean meal, light gains in soybean, and moderate losses in soybean oil. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
At the close Friday, April live cattle up $1.40, $137.30. June up 50 cents, $132.95. March feeder cattle up $1.62, $153.27. April up $1.72, $157.97. April hogs up $2.62, $102.72. On the grain futures, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May up 23 and a half at 10.89 and a quarter. July was up 26 and three quarters, 10.81. Chicago wheat, May up 19 and a half, 11.06 and a half. July up 32 cents Friday, 10.77 and a quarter. May corn up 6 and 3 quarters, 7.62 and a half. July up 2 and 3 quarters, 7.28 and 3 quarters. May soybeans down 10 and a half cents at 16.76.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.